there are these CT scanners in malls would almost imply that everybody should be screened. Presumably, there's a smaller group of individuals who really are at risk.
That's correct.
Who are they?
They are patients between the ages of 55 and 77, patients who smoke 30-pack years or greater, and who have quit within the last 15 years.
So when,
those are the guidelines.
What's a pack year? Let's talk about it.
20 cigarettes a day, each day for a year.
That's one pack.
So patients have to meet those criteria in order to be eligible for screening and in order for Medicare to pay for screening and insurance companies to pay for screening.
One pack of cigarettes.
One pack a day for 30 years is a 30-pack year history. Two packs a day for 15 years is a 30-pack year history, et cetera. Yeah. So that's we take a very detailed smoking history. And if they have quit, the guidelines state that it's within 15 years. You've quit within 15 years. For patients who have quit longer than that, the guidelines say you shouldn't be screening those patients.
Because presumably
the risk of lung cancer decreases. But that's all very, it's confusing because I think we are still trying to best define the individuals who will most benefit from screening. And I'm not sure that we are completely convinced that it's only age and smoking history and pack years that have to be taken into account. And through many different organizations, national and international organizations, we are working to define the criteria, if you will, and identify the patients who are most at risk for this disease because things like gender, race, prior history of cancer, family history of cancer, the presence of COPD, these are really important additional risk factors that we have to take into consideration. So one of the things that we do in our screening clinic is we will get a referral. Let's say it's a patient who quit smoking 17 years ago. Well, based on the guidelines, you're not eligible for screening. But what if that patient has COPD? What if their mother died of lung cancer? What if they have a history of head and neck cancer? And I use risk prediction models that have been developed and published extensively after the large screening trial was published. And I help patients identify what their true risk is over 6 years for developing cancer, because sometimes it's greater than 2%, and those patients should be screened. So there's a great deal of education that goes on in the clinic and discussion and true shared decision making.
It implies, though, that you as a patient have really stopped smoking. Is there any reason to screen in somebody who's still smoking or smoking
yes.
a little bit?
Yes. So screening, especially for those that are still smoking, yes. But one of the very important components of screening is a smoking cessation program. And that's one of the things that we are most proud of in our program. We have a smoking cessation counselor in our screening clinic. And before patients come to our clinic, they're contacted by our nurse practitioner. There's a discussion that takes place in preparation for the visit about how much are you smoking? Have you thought about quitting? These are the things that we're going to talk about. Because I think that it goes hand in hand. And in fact, we have a very nice paper that was just recently published from the large cancer screening study that showed that if you quit smoking and were being screened, the mortality was reduced even further. So the two are critical, going hand in hand, smoking cessation and screening.
If I came to your clinic, would I expect a CT scan on the first day I meet you?
On the same day, yes.
On the same day. So I come in, I get educated, we have risk assessment, and we get a CT scan.
Right.
Okay. So.
And it's read the same day by a chest radiologist who is part of the screening clinic. We have three dedicated chest radiologists who then provides me with the results. I have the ability to look at the CT with the patient, and then we make a plan for follow-up. So it's our goal is to be as comprehensive as possible to make it easy and multidisciplinary, so patients are getting input from all providers.
In other words, during that visit, I get to see my CT scan mm-hmm. and go over it with you. In other words, there's not a delay in whoops, I've had my CT scan, I wonder what it shows.
No, the only delay is if the patient doesn't want to have it done that day, if he or she chooses to have it on a separate day, or if they are having any symptoms that suggest a respiratory illness. I don't like to get screening CTs if someone's sick because you don't want to find the incidental. So that's really the only reason to not do the scan the same day.